After a short break, we are resuming our general Judaic journey through Shas. So in Brachos and Daf Ches, we're introduced to a new mitzvah, and that mitzvah is called Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, that a person each week is supposed to go read through the Parsha each week with a Targum, with a translation. Then the Gemara goes on to say that one who does this mitzvah each week of Shnayim Mikra, reading the Parsha twice and one time a translation, will be zocha to a long life. Here is a bracha from Chazal. You don't need to travel up north. You don't need to travel down south. It's a bigger bracha from any Rav alive today. It's a bigger bracha than the Vilna Gaon. It's a bigger bracha than the Rambam. It's a bracha from Chazal of Arichas Yomim to do this mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Where does this mitzvah come from? So the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that he thinks that this was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And he tells us, he brings down from the Levush, that the purpose of the mitzvah is that we should be fluent in general Judaism. We should be fluent in the Chumash. Now, what is the Targum? So officially, the Targum is Unklus. The Shulchan Aruch brings down an idea. This is brought down in Chelek Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Pei Hey, that Rashi is like Targum, and then the Shulchan Aruch recommends to do both the Targum Unklus on the side of the Chumash and Rashi. Now, if one only does Rashi, and there are many Pesukim that don't have Rashi, so you'd have to read the Pasuk a third time for the Pesukim that don't have Rashi. Now, one of the ways that this is more easily done is reading along quietly with the Baal Koreh in Shul. That would count as one time, and then you have to read through one more time, and then either Unklus or Rashi. Now, what about reading it in a foreign language? So this is discussed by the Rishonim, it is discussed by the Poskim, and the general objection is that Unklus and Rashi both don't just explain the literal translation of the words, they explain the ideas with the understanding of Chazal, with the understanding of the sages. And therefore, what comes out of that, even though sometimes we look at the halacha and it might seem that doing it in English would not count, however, nowadays where we have English translations that are not just literal translations, but they explain what's going on with the Chazal and with the understanding of Rashi and other commentaries, and therefore reading it with, let's say, the blue Artscroll Stone Chumash. I don't get paid by Artscroll. I don't get a commission, but highly recommended the blue Artscroll Stone Chumash for a broad understanding each week of the Parsha. They have amazing footnotes on the bottom, but just to read it through in the English would count as Targum based on the words of the postgame, that as long as you don't just have a literal translation, but you also have the ideas of Chazal, that will count, and that's certainly what Archgill does. So therefore, we can fulfill the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum by using the English translation. One wants to do the commentaries on the bottom. One is able to do Rashi. Rashi is not translated also. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch recommends. Yerei Shemayim should do with Targum and with Rashi.